Blog Talk Radio.
An island has to go through three stages for it all to burn. It has to go through the taking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the island, some of you may have felt like you've gone through the taking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oar to flow. Now your greater is coming. If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making, no. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be, oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. Preparing me for
tell you, greater is here now. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. I'm truly happy to have each and every one of you all. I'm excited about the Word of God and what God is doing. We might do two parts of this today because God had gave me a word, and I want to share part of that word with you all. But first, we're going to ask Evangelist Sharon if she'll give us a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into the subject for the week. Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. And good afternoon to all the listeners in Galatians 5.
Can you say that again, please?
Yes. Good afternoon, everyone, and praise God. Thank you for that selection. In Galatians 5. I want to read from 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envying, murder, drunkenness, rebelliousness, and such like of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Amen. Dear Lord, I want to thank you for your specific directions and your specific guidelines to allow us to know exactly how we need to be so that you can use us for your master plan. I want to thank you for another day. I want to pray that you open up our hearts and open up our minds, not just during the time of this broadcast, but all the time, so that you can enter where you already abide and let the Spirit guide us in our daily activities in living, speaking, walking, and sharing and interacting with others. I pray that you will continue to open up our minds and keep our affections on things that are above and not on the worldly and the flesh things, for the flesh is dead, as we know, and our spirit will live on everlasting. I pray for those who are shut in, for those who are suffering, for those who are bereaved, for those who have asked us to remember them in prayer, for those who are struggling, for those who are bound up or feel shackled or in addiction. I pray for those who are not in their right mental state and for those who are just lost and they're trying to find their way. God, will you continue to keep thee? And like that God says, if we keep our mind on him, he will keep us in peace. Will he continue to open up this broadcast to newcomers and open up the eye to those who have already been listening. I bind up anything that will come in between this broadcast. And I pray all this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let me begin by saying, you all, I am so thankful for the broadcast. And also I'm thankful. Today was a week ago, Tuesday a week ago, we talked on Romans 7, 7 through 14. My sister invited me to prayer. I usually don't do that, but the Lord led me to do it, to see and other things and explore and so forth. But anyway, long story short, what happened was the gentleman this morning spoke on the same thing. Here's what he said. He said, this was the scripture got him saved. Romans 7:7-14. I said, wow, man, that's awesome. Because I'm asking God, well, Lord, why do I need to be teaching about the law? And the Lord said, you're not teaching about the law. You're teaching about the spirit. See? So, but I said that because it was just, it was like it confirmed some things that God uses that same word that you think won't, will. That's important, yeah. Brothers and sisters. You don't know what this word is doing to people. That's why we're where we're at right now is because we're being led. Yeah. When you're led, you're being directed. Actually, when you're being led, you're being controlled.
Yes.
I wish Angel Sharon had a one scripture up, one verse up, I'm sorry, because that's where our foundational scripture at. Remember yesterday we talked about Galatians 5:18? But here's the thing. 19 on down began to talk about, well, till you get to the 21st verse, it began to talk about how you're being led or controlled by the flesh. And we'll go back there and read that. So I'd like for you to read Galatians 5:18. As Pastor, she'll read it out of the Messenger Bible.
And the King James reads as follows. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. That's Galatians 5:18.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Thank you, Evangelist Sharon, for that powerful, anointed prayer. Amen. And Galatians 5:18 from the Message Bible. Why don't you choose to be led by the Spirit and so escape erratic compulsion of a law dominated existence? Amen.
Well, let me put it this way. When you are led by the Spirit, you are subject to the Spirit. When you are led by the flesh, or guided by the flesh, or directed by the flesh, that's what you're subject to.
Yeah.
Y'all haven't heard that yet. So when she read 19, what 19 said to me is that now the works of the flesh is this. This is what you're being directed by. Because you're being manifest. And then this stuff is adultery, fornication, uncleanness, libidinous. You know, it goes on to talk about witchcraft. See, when you get into all of those different kinds of spirits, can I say that one more? See, these are spirits.
Yes.
But it's called flesh. And so let me put it in this term, flesh of the spirit, or the spirit that's in the flesh. A lot of times people say, oh, well, I'm not being led by the law. Wait a minute. If you understand that the law is spiritual, these are different kinds of spirits, but it's not the spirit of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Is that the spirit of the Holy Ghost? So then he breaks down what the spirit of the Holy Ghost is, because he says, but the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering. He gets to talking about that stuff later. But these are spirits as well. Envy.
Yeah,
what do you think envy is? That's a spirit. But it's the works of the flesh. Drunkenness.
Yeah,
You're being influenced by that. Let me be clear here. Drunkenness, brothers and sisters, it's what's influencing you. You might say, well, I don't get drunk, but what led you to get drunk? You might say, I don't envy, but what led you to envy?
Mm-hmm.
what you think led you to murder? You think the gun is the murderer? The gun did not murder anybody. Hello, preacher. I said the gun did not murder anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So the end of the day, what's motivating you? What's causing you? Where is this coming from?
Mm-hmm.
From Gad Jack. This composure, actually, it's the flesh. It's the working of the flesh, the moving of the flesh. And it calls you to reject God. You know why? Because you've accepted the law. So a lot of times when we see the law, we thinking of the Ten Commandments, and we thinking of all this stuff. This is kind of interesting because in my studies, God led me to something, you all. Y'all want to hear it?
Yeah.
Y'all want to hear it?
Yes, yes.
Can I bless you today? Can I give thanks to God? I thank God for Exodus 20. I want y'all to go there. This is going to bless your mind. This is going to bless your heart, man. God said, you go and look up 2021. So you know me, I want to question God about, well, why, Lord? What's in 2021? He said, go look it up. So I went and look up Exodus 20:21. For those that don't know it, Exodus means a way out, deliverance. Got to get out of the situation. That's what Exodus means. The word Exodus means a way out, deliverance. Y'all got that?
Yes.
Now go and read Exodus 20 and 21. Read that for us, Evangelist Sharon, please.
In Exodus 20:21 in the King James, it reads as follows. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. Amen.
Man, from that Message Bible, the people kept their distance while Moses approached the thick cloud where God was. Amen.
God said, that's what's going on. That's what he wants the church to do.
Who?
Draw near. Get closer to the thick cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Get closer.
Yeah,
that's where God is at. That's what he's telling us for 2021.
All right.
Oh.
That's what he's telling us for 2021, people. Draw near to me. But the people that didn't know God, come on, preacher, the people that didn't know God, they stayed back. They stayed afar back. They kept their distance. They social distance.
All right.
Can I say that one more time? They social distance. This is not the time to be social distancing with God. Preacher, I'm trying to do the best I can.
Amen.
The Bible says the people stood far off. They social distance. But not Moses now. Moses draw near unto the thick darkness where God was. You don't have to go there, brothers and sisters. I don't care what folks say. You're going to have to draw near. Man, that just, hey, y'all don't know how that blessed me this morning. God said, 2021, I want you to draw closer to me. I don't care how thick the clouds are. I don't care how dark it gets. Everybody else ain't going to see it, but you'll see it.
Amen.
Now, I've been telling you all that. Then my sister told me, she said, you know, brother, she said, she went talking about the family and everything. She says, you know, everybody always say, God always give you the word before it happened. So last Tuesday, I taught on Romans 7:17 through 17, And then they turn around and taught it today. Now, why am I telling y'all all this? If you can put these pieces together, the Lord telling me to tell you guys, and telling me too. Now, I want you all to see this. But there's so much going on here that you have to understand. God had just gave them the word. He just gave them the commandments. You know, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. I mean, he just gave them all that. Then the most important one he gave, thou shalt have no other God before me. That was probably just the number one commandment, and they never got past that.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. He said, I am the Lord. I'm the one that brought you out of the land of Egypt. I'm the one that brought you out of bondage. So thou shalt have no other God before me. He just got to tell them this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't draw near? You don't want to get closer? Come on, people.
Have mercy, Lord.
God who brought you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you thought that was that job? that little money you got, you thought that came by way of some situation?
Right.
What you think, because you're in that house, that has something to do with your credit score? you got this. You forgot that it was God that brought you.
Yes, hallelujah.
Don't forget, man, it's God that brought you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And you forgot. And then he moves on and tells you, and the Bible says this. They said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we'll hear you. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. They knew how powerful he was, so they stayed out of God.
Mm-hmm.
And look what Moses did. The Bible says, and the people stood afar off.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what the woman of God and the man of God does? Can I tell you? Can I tell you, Mr. Pete? Let me tell you, Brother Pete. What the man and woman of God does is that they draw near unto the big. In other words, they don't mind going through some stuff because they want to see God. They want God's will to be done in their life. They want to be led.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be led. So they don't have a problem with it. See, when you want to be led, you'll get closer.
Amen.
Okay, how dark the clouds get?
Mm-hmm.
How the situation look?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm the same God that was you back then. I was there when you went through the fire. I was there. Mm-hmm. You didn't get burned. Preacher. You didn't get burned. I didn't get burned. I didn't even know who I was. And God was making ways for me. God was moving things for me.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Y'all to know, man, God is really real. He'll move a whole city for you.
Amen.
He'll move everything, everybody in your way has to go. Do you have any idea how much God really loves us? God said, just stand still, watch me. See my salvation for you.
Yeah.
I'm not rejoicing over somebody else's wrong. I'm rejoicing over the fact how good God is. How awesome he is.
Amen.
That's what I'm rejoicing over. That's what I'm rejoicing over.
Hallelujah.
He had to come down for me, I guess. But God, I got caught up, man. I don't know who this scripture for, but it ain't just for me. us 20. 21, you know, you're in 20 and 21.
Yes, yeah. Amen.
God said, this is the vision for this year. You're going to do one or the other. You're going to either live by the law or you're going to live by the spirit.
Amen.
You're going to either go near or you're going to stand afar off. You're going to social distance or you're going to get closer. Come on, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what you gonna do? You gonna get social distant? I mean, that's what's going on here. I don't know if y'all see this or not, but I mean, I'm telling you what's in my spirit. God showed me this. The people kept their distance, man. They social distant from God, but not Moses, not the woman and man of God. Guess what they did, Pastor? They boom, man, I got to get closer to God now. I got to wake up 6 o'clock in the morning. Now I got to talk to God. I got to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and start talking to God now. Some stuff going on. I need to know what's happening here. I mean, whatever you're doing this season, I don't want you to do it without me. If you're blessing, I want to be there.
Yeah, praise God.
Whatever you're doing, Lord, it doesn't matter to me. Just don't care about this other stuff. Because I know what you can do. I know what you're capable of doing.
Oh, yeah.
Not only will he move your boss, but he'll move your boss and their boss.
Amen.
I shut it all down for you. Man, but I'm telling you, when you see the power of God, man, it's awesome. It may not mean nothing to nobody else. But don't worry about evildoers. Fret not of evildoers. They shall soon be. And you don't know how long soon be is, but they shall soon be.
Yeah.
Soon be. You just stand your ground. Stand in your place with the Lord. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Don't worry about evildoers. They don't want to hear the word. They ain't trying to get in the word. They laughing at you because you're standing up for God. Don't worry about
evil. That's right. Amen.
Telling you what you is and what you is not. Don't worry about them. God said they'll soon be.
Yeah.
He said they'll soon be. I don't know what soon be is. I don't know. That could be tomorrow. That could be next week. That could be 2 weeks from now. But I can tell you it's in God's plan. He done put it on his radar.
Amen.
That's right here, mess with a child of God, you get in trouble.
Yeah.
Amen.
You ain't repented. Go ahead on and repent. Keep your mouth off a child of God, because you don't know who God's child is. And if you have, repent.
Yeah.
Lord, if I spoke against your children, I repent.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Okay, I guess I shared a little of my victory with y'all this morning. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, that thing was powerful, man. When God took me to Exodus 20 and 21, he said, there's some folks, they're not social distant with me. He said, I want you to be like Moses. Draw near unto me.
That's right. Amen.
I know it's going to get dark before it gets to the light. You go through the darkness to get to the light. Hello, somebody. I'm preaching. I'm trying to tell you. You got to go through some stuff. This is a pressing way. It ain't that easy.
Yes. No.
You know, the oil don't run. So three things happen. That's what Jalen Carr said. And it's the truth. For you see the oil or the olive branch, there's three things has to happen, man. There's going to be some shaking.
Hallelujah.
So God just—he making some stuff happen, brothers and sisters. So I'm not gonna ask you to trust me. I'm telling you, trust the Word of God, because that's what we're about.
That's right.
I just got caught up for a moment, but listen, brothers and sisters. The subject is being led. This God's will is that we be led by the Spirit. Okay? So you said, how do you be led? You be governed and controlled. Well, what you do, you get into the Word of God. And you know what you do? You meditate day and night. You live in it. You live in it. And turn all this other stuff out. Because you got a lot of people, all they want to talk about is, I don't know. I mean, they're talking about so much stuff out there. Until God said, you know what? Get in the Word of God and stay there. And tell everybody you know to get in there and stay there. Get close.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
See, God wants you to get close to the fire.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
He said, go and tell them, Moses, go tell the folks you're going to talk to me. They seen it. And stop making all this other stuff they got. Stop having all these other gods, church buildings, organization. Stop having all these gods. You don't need no pro. You need to be led by God.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
I had a talk with him. I talked to him right through his word. He said, tell the people to get in my word and stay there. See, this is about our eternal life, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you. And the only way that's going to happen, you're going to have to get closer to God. That's where he's at. He's in eternity. How you going to get in eternity when you're constantly living in the flesh? Can't do it. Mm-hmm. Well,
that's
my pastor
right.
said, I don't care what he said. I don't care what she said.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why would you put I ain't putting my mouth on nobody. I'm just telling you, I don't care when it comes to the Word of God. I really don't care. I flat out don't care. I wish I had another way of telling y'all. But when it comes to comparing the Word of God with what somebody said and what somebody's feeling and da-da-da, now, I ain't trying to hear it. I want to hear what the Word is saying. So the Word is saying, stop being social distant. Get closer to God. I see it's thick. I know it's dark.
Because
you want I'm going to pay my rent, and I'm going to pay my mortgage, and I'm going to do this. I know it's dark. Lord, I can't hardly walk. Lord, I know it's dark. Lord, woe with me, Lord. Won't nobody help me. I know it's dark. But you go through the dark to get to the light.
Yes.
See, the darkness
won't
understand it. It can't comprehend it. You don't know what's going on. But if you go there, you'll be like Moses. You'll say, you know what? I went through the darkness. And God said, go tell them. You went through the darkness and you talked to me. And they seen you talk to me. They seen what I've done. Tell them, let them other gods preach. I'm trying to do the best I can. See, let the other gods go. Don't worry about it. You worried about a stinking car. Don't worry about it.
Right,
too many other things can happen to that vehicle. Everything from being in a wreck to it getting rusted and salt eating it up. Don't worry about no house. Don't worry about no car. See, folks worry about. That's what the Gentiles worry about. They worry about the tangible. That's their spirit that they worry about. Got to let that go.
Right.
Don't worry about that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He gave you that. Yeah. He'll give you some money. I was with you in Egypt. I'll be with you in the promised land. I'm here with you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
But anyway.
Thank you, Lord.
Being led by the Spirit is being led by the Word of God, people. That's more than a cliche. I'm spiritual. I'm being led by the Spirit. Okay, how you know? And then how do we know that you're being led by the Spirit? What you got to prove that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other day or even yesterday I told you guys what Psalm 92 said. Man, what'd you think? What'd you think? That came from me. That didn't come from me. That came from God. God says it's a good thing to give thanks to that.
Hallelujah.
That was God.
Mm-hmm.
That was the word of God. Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you where to go find it at. If I'm telling you I'm being led to do something, trust me. All you got to do is say, Pastor, where is that scripture at? You just made mention that you're being led to tell us it's a good thing to give thanks. Well, where is that at, Pastor? If God said that, where is it at? Now, I'm going to tell you, go to Psalms 92 and 1. It's right there. When I tell you to start singing praises unto his name, not for the show, not for the congregation, not to make folks, I'm going to take you right there and show you that. Now, it's okay to do that. Don't get me wrong. But if I tell you to play instruments, if I tell you that everything has breath, need to praise God, I'm going to take you right there to Psalm 51. Nah, I'm going to tell you where the scripture is. I'm not just going to tell you I'm being led and not be able to explain how I'm being led. Well, you know, God dropped my spirit. If he didn't drop the word in your spirit, you need to go to the bathroom. Preach. I'm trying to do the best I can. See, if God didn't drop it in there, go to the bathroom because you done got some poison.
Have mercy.
And I want you to stand up. I want you to sit down when you get there. Yeah, it's rated X. I'm sorry. For those that don't know, it will come out of my mouth.
That's all right.
Go on and flush it. Go on and flush it and get some new stuff, man. If it ain't the word of God, flush it. Can I say that one more time, Pastor Paul? See, if it's not the word, flush it. It's okay. God got some new stuff for you. He don't fear you. I'm not going to get into medical knowledge, but you need something sour on your stomach long enough, it ain't no good for you. That's not good for you.
That's right.
It's coming up. Believe that. It's coming up and out. Leave it on your stomach. And it's not good for your system. It's coming up. Or coming out. Or coming somewhere.
Amen.
What you need is the pure word of God. So somebody telling you something. Okay, how I know you being led, Pastor? Well, good. You don't know what I'm being led to teach you that God said live by his spirit? I'm going to take you right over here to Galatians 5, and then I'm going to show you that the 18th verse says, but if ye be led of the spirit, ye are not under the law. So I'm not up under a bunch of rules and regulations. I ain't living like that. I live by what the spirit says. I know what the Spirit says because I know what the Word of God says. Because the Word says in John 6:63, the words I say, they are spirit and they are life. So I know God's spirit because I know what his Word says. If I don't have that Word, then I wouldn't know. See, I got to walk in there.
Walk in
there. Now, if you walk in the Spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Well, what that mean? That means you walk in the Word of God. You walk in truth, and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. See, because a lot of y'all think just the lust of the flesh is, drunkenness and murder and killing. It's deeper than that. It's way deeper than that. See, because some folks, they only see fornication and they see uncleanness, and they see, they think that's all the walking. They think that's the lust of the flesh. That's it. People, that's the beginning of it. It get deeper.
Because
you're going to find out the lust of the flesh is going to war against the lust of the spirit. And we'll get into that this week because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. In other words, we're not wrestling against them spirit. But actually, we need to get deep because we're wrestling against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness and spiritual wickedness and high places. See, that's where the fight is. It's a spiritual battle up in here. And you're trying to fight it with the flesh.
Have mercy.
Don't make that too. But anyway, I don't know. I'm just led to leave it open for a minute. Somebody may want to have a comment or something. I don't know why I'm being led to do that. Did you have anything you want to say, Pastor, before I dismiss?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, Pastor, it's just, good to be in the Word of God, and I thank God for that scripture in Exodus. And even in verse 20, is talk about how you were talking about how Moses stood before God, even though the people stood back. And so I'm going to read Exodus 20 and 21 from the Message Bible. It says, Moses spoke to the people, "Don't be afraid. God has come to test you and instill a deep and reverent awe within you so that you won't sin." The people kept their distance while Moses approached the thick cloud where God was. Amen. I'm just so thankful for the word of God. It's time for us to draw near to God. And like you said, if we don't know how to do it, then we need to get the word of God. And God's word, that spirit, will lead us so and teach us how that we can draw near to him. And I love that. You know, Moses didn't allow that dark cloud to keep him from being close to God. And so neither should we. Whatever dark cloud is in our life, don't worry about it. Trust God.
Right.
And don't be afraid. Back to you, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome, Pastor.
Y'all stay blessed, and we'll see you all on.
God bless.